Tape 6, Side 2, September 18th, 1975. We were just talking about Eric having to take a physical examination for Los Angeles City College, and Justin, he didn't really have to volunteer this, but he said he heard fine, except he was deaf in one ear.
Yeah, and he thought that was interesting, him being a composer and his hearing being so fantastic, because as I told you, when you sat down on the piano, he could tell you every tone that you hit this way. And that is not exaggerated. So the man became immediately very serious, and you said, when you are deaf in one ear, that's 50%, and you are only allowed 25% of hearing loss, and so we can't take you. And there it was. And that was, of course, a great blow, because it was, so to say, in the bag already. And
yes.
You know, he had counted on it and had wanted that very much. And then the head of the department calls and said, now, why had you even told him about it? And so we were thinking about it, and I told Eric, and I said, how do you even know that you are deaf in one ear? And he said that it was discovered when he was a child, and as children they played a game that was called Quiet Post, you know, where they would sit in a row, and the first one would whisper into the ear of his neighbor one word, and then the next one would repeat it, and it was very funny that on the other end something completely different came out. And when they played this game, he would always say, not this ear, the other ear, and they whispered it. And so they discovered, and then his parents had brought him to a doctor who had pronounced this ear dead. And I do not know, he doesn't know whether it was discovered after he was 3 years old, and he had the scarlet fever when he was three, and it might have been caused by the scarlet fever, or he says it might have been caused by a rather rough handling of his brother Egon, the oldest, you know, who was, as I told you, the family executioner, and handed out ear cuffs that were rather vehement. And so I said, well, we have now very different methods, and maybe you are not really completely deaf on this ear, and maybe we can find 25% still alive. And so he went there again and said they should test him again. And they did test him with the audiometer, and he said that he heard the things that they tested him on this ear with the other ear. So he just heard it, and that was fine. And then they whispered, you know, to him in the distance, and of course the other ear was so great that he heard everything. And so it was all right. But we had lost a semester through this. But the next semester he was then employed there. In this connection, I would like to tell you an anecdote of Eric's father that illustrates Eric's father and how simple he was, how simple-minded, and how naive and how loving of Eric. And there was a film, a Beethoven film, with Harry Bauer, a very famous French actor, you know, in the title role, and it was given in Vienna. And Eric's father went to see that film with the younger brother, Willy. And when they came out of the movie house, of course, the whole tragic story of Beethoven, you know, he was very moved, and then he said to Willy, don't tell Eric. So Willy said, what should I not tell him? Now, how he gets deaf there. He wanted to keep the secret from Eric, you know, that Beethoven became deaf. You know, it was the first time he had heard about it. And so Eric thought it was kind of interesting that he had only one ear, and so this made him say, but he was always talking too much very often, that was very bad for him. But anyway, he became then a teacher at City College, and City College did not have any higher theory at that point in the evening at all. And